sing that together. Love lifted me. Number 441.
We can stand as we sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe. My soul's best songs, faithful, loving service to Him belongs. Love lifted me, love lifted me, when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Last verse talks about Jesus completely saving us. And so when we get to the chorus, instead of singing love, we're going to sing Jesus lifted me. All right? You remember that? All right, now. Jesus lifted me. All right, verse 3.
Souls in danger, look above. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. Master of the sea, billows His will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved today. Jesus, Jesus lifted me. Jesus lifted even me. When no one else could help, Jesus lifted me. Jesus lifted me. Jesus lifted me. When no one else could help, Jesus lifted.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, it's just like Jesus to roll the clouds away. It's just like Jesus to keep me day by day. It's just like Jesus all along the way. It's just like His great love. Oh, it's just like Jesus to roll the clouds away. It's just like Jesus to keep me day by day. It's just like Jesus all along the way. It's just like His great love. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe someone would pray with us as we begin. Come, lead us in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know each one of us, you know our needs, you know how old we are, how young we are. We ask you, Lord, that you will meet each one, the youngest to the oldest. You have a blessing.
Yes, yes, you do,
you
Lord.
For each one.
Yes, Lord.
We want to exalt
yes.
you in everything
yes, Lord.
Done in this service.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. Just by way of announcements, I just want to make sure everyone received one of these when you came. If you didn't receive a blue slip, just raise your hand right now. It kind of gives us the schedule. Want to help me and give that out? Sure. For this next few days. And just for tomorrow morning, breakfast will be at 8:30, with the exception of the waitresses. So you do your own thing, all right? But everyone else, staff as well as guests, breakfast is 8:30 tomorrow morning. We meet here at 10:15 in this room, and it's the only Sunday of the week, or the meeting of the week, we'll receive an offering. So if you'd like to bring an offering, we designate that for the children fund. It was so good to have children again, right? To have children's camp this year. And we didn't have as many as we've had in the past, but we were able, I believe, to accommodate every child that signed up. So no one was turned away. No one was on a waiting list. Everyone that wanted to come to camp got to come to camp. And look, you got to come to camp. Isn't that great? Some of you were here fourth period, and some of you came back. And so we're so happy that you're with us. It's funny how the time kind of just blends together. There are people I saw last year. I said, well, how many years has it been since I've seen you last? I said, we saw you last year, Brother Phil. Okay. But it goes by so sometimes so quickly, and then other times it seems like a real long time. So how many of you were here last year? Let me see that. Raise hands, just so I won't make that mistake again. Oh, okay. Last year, okay. How many were here before COVID? Okay, I think the last friends and family, your family was here, right, Sister Bethany, and others. And so we're just, so happy that we could have this time together. We have a good group of young people. That means you're not old like us. And you guys are going to have a lot of fun together, I can tell already. And we have activities planned for you. And I'll share some of that maybe a little later or maybe tomorrow morning. But we'll have some tournaments throughout the week, and we'll have maybe a hike tomorrow at some point. Would you like that? No? No one wants to go on a hike? Yeah, we're going to all, you know. And you know what else I like to do? You know, I feel a little bit bad. My wife wasn't able to join me this year, but she kind of got us walking. Do you remember that? We're going to walk in the mornings before breakfast. Ready to walk?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll start that tomorrow morning right away. Why wait? Right? So at 8:10, after the trumpet sounds, if you'd like to walk, we'll meet up here at the top of the hill, maybe 8:05. I'll give you a few minutes to, you know, get ready, 8:05, 8:10, and then we'll just walk down to the village. And since there's no one in the village, we can go down. It's not restricted. We can go all around, and we'll come back. And if you really are energetic, we'll do it again. All right? Until the bell rings. And it's been a beautiful morning. And just put on your sneakers, you see? Put on your sneakers, and you can walk. And we'll just talk, and we'll praise God together. We've had some really good times of just fellowship on that road. So, all right, what time tomorrow? 8:05. 8:05, and I'll maybe pull up the road at 8:10, all right? But as soon as that trumpet sounds, get up and get going, all right? Sounds like a plan? Yes, Ren? Sounds like a plan? Praise God. Now, did I forget anything, Brother Paul? Yes, tonight after the meeting, we're going to head down to the boathouse. And as I mentioned, there'll be ice cream for us and soda. Wow. I don't know. I think we have to cross that off. No sugar. Well, ice cream sugar too, right? And ice cream cones and cups. Now, just because of the number of us that are here, don't ask Sister Elsie for a sundae, okay? Just take the little cup of ice cream tonight. If you want to go back to the store, you know, on Monday and get your sundae, you can do that. But cones or cups tonight, guys. And we'll have a good time. Again, a fellowship. Thank you, Lord. Well, let's sing another song. And then after we sing, I'm going to give some time for some testimonies. Some people have already asked me if they could testify tonight. And testimonies are always good. I said this, I've been here a few days already since, over a week. And I shared with the people that really these meetings are your meetings, all right? So if I ask for someone to pray, it's not that I can't pray. But I want you to participate. And if I ask for a song, it's not because I can't pick a song. It's because I want you to have that opportunity. If I ask for testimonies, anyone can testify, from the youngest to the oldest. And so if God puts something on your heart and you want to share it, well then, don't be afraid. If you want to raise your hand, then I'll know you want to get up. I'll call on you. And by the end of the time, I'm going to know everyone's name. All right? I promise. Where's Alexander? There it is. See, I know one already. I'm doing good. All right, who has a song that you'd like to sing? Oh, see, you weren't ready. I know, I didn't give you a chance. All right, who has a song that you'd like to sing? Come. I have a Sweeter Than All, and I have 16 and 16? 60. 6-0. Let's do 6-0, and then we'll do Sweeter Than All. All right? 6-0 first. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Brother Jeff to come and help us sing this. Come, Brother Jeff.
And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died he for me, who caused his pain for me, who him to death hurt? He left his father's throne above, so free, so infinite his grace, emptied himself of all but love, and bled for Adam's helpless race. 'Tis mercy all immense and free, for oh my God, it found out me. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? Long my imprisoned spirit lay, fast bound in sin and nature's night. Thine eye diffused a quickening ray. I woke the dungeon flame with light. My chains fell off, my heart was free. I rose with forth and followed thee. Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me? No condemnation now I dread, Jesus and all in him is mine. Alive in him my living head, and clothed in righteousness divine. Bold I approach the eternal throne and claim the crown through Christ my own. Amazing love, how can
I know
he loved me so, he loved me so, he gave his life a ransom just because he loved me so, he loved me so, he loved me so, he gave his life a ransom just because he loved me so. Love him so, I love him so. I gave my heart to Jesus just because I love him so. I love him so. Jesus just because I love him so. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that how it ought to be? There ought to be a response right after we sing those wonderful truths of what Christ has done for us, gave himself to us. Well, what else can we do except give our all to him? And we have that in so many of our hymns, don't we? For mercy so great, what return can I make? I'll love him, I'll serve him with all that I have. Now I have, I know we have number 80 to sing. I know we have some testimonies to give. But before we do those things, I would like to bring a prayer request for us together. A couple of days ago, my family received word, our brother Luton is in the hospital, not doing too well. Sometimes my family receives word more quickly because of Sarah. Sarah now has a close connection with our brother and sister Luton's family. So she gets messages from their daughter. So our brother Luton, if you don't know, has been in fellowship with our churches for many, many years before I've been in fellowship with our churches. he's served in South Africa for many years, and they're now elderly. And our sister Barbara, his wife, has been ill for some time, especially the past few months, had a lot of difficulty. And the Lord's been helping her, and she receives that help. But our brother fell ill and is in the hospital. And so we want to remember him in prayer. He was up here, I believe, I don't know how many years ago, maybe about 10 or so, to minister at the end of the season. So he has a heart for camp as well. And we love our brother who has given himself to serve the Lord. So let's pray for him and this whole family at this time. If you've joined me, Lord, in faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come to you in times of need. We know that we can come to you, and we can come on behalf of our brother and our sister and the whole Luton family. Lord, we thank you for your goodness to each one of them, Lord, and we pray for our brother at this time that you would strengthen him in his body. Lord, you know more than any medical knowledge at all, Lord, and you've given us doctors and hospitals to help, Lord, but you are the great physician, and we look to you for ultimate healing, O God. And so we pray just in this moment right now, you would touch our brother, that you would encourage his heart, that you would cause him to have a sense of your presence, and just a vision of a great vision of yourself and of your goodness towards him. And so we present this need to you, Lord, and we know that you work on behalf, and you will work on behalf of our brother. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So maybe we'll turn down to number 80 and sing Sweeter Than All, and then maybe there's the opportunity that point, Brother Phil, is that right, for testimonies? So you have, I think you had enough, if you weren't ready, you had enough in your time to prep for your testimony. But let's sing number 80 together, Sweeter Than All.
Christ will me his aid afford, never to fall. Jesus.
us is now and ever will be.
Thanks for that song, and can it be that I should gain? It came into my heart last night. Brother Paul might remember this. This is actually my very first Friends and Family weekend. I'm an alumni of the old Labor Day retreat weekends, and it's good to see some familiar faces from the Labor Day retreats.
Lift that mic up a little bit, brother. Thank you.
So it's good to be here for my first Friends and Family retreat. I was sitting in back where Sister Moni is sitting right now, and it was just a trip down memory lane. Brother Keith got up, and he was my counselor in Nonantum, and just before meeting, I bumped into Rachel and David Bays, and David was my counselor in Valiance, and of course, Phil was my counselor in Natick. But Brother Rob Costanza got up and sang after his Brother Dominic gave a great testimony, and he sang a song, but I sat there listening to "And Can It Be That I Should Gain" in my mind, because it was in 96 that I came back to camp after being away for about 12 years, and Brother Rob Costanza was preaching in he was singing, and Brother Edwin Sr. Was preaching that night in August of 1996, I think it was like towards the end of the fourth period. And I had been far apart from God, far apart for a long time. But Brother Edwin spoke, Brother Rob sang that song, and I was saved. I was saved. And what came to my mind was the sign above the door, "Praise the Lord anyhow." I think I've testified on different verses and signs around camp, but never on that one. And for this weekend, I've been thinking on it on two different levels. First is the water pipe pump broke yesterday, and so I come up having to cook, and okay, we don't have tap water and bottle water, and so it takes a little maneuvering in the kitchen, but staff's been great and Tom's been great and whatnot, but wouldn't you know it, the first time that I've been coming to camp for 53 years, I forgot my toiletry bag. So to not have tap water, not have your toiletry bag, you know, praise the Lord anyhow. You just got to roll with life. But my very short testimony is just to say how thankful I was for Brother Phil's testimony last night. I always enjoy Phil's sermons. They're always from the heart. I've appreciated his ministry and his friendship over the years, and I'm glad he was here. But he talked about Christianity and faith and serving Jesus and loving Jesus from down here. And that's where you spoke from last night. Not just up here, but down here, because it's down here that your fortitude as a Christian comes from, because it's the mix of things that we are dealt. And that's the next level to praise the Lord anyhow. And that was in part part of the psalm that same night that I heard that song and I gave my life to Jesus, that I stood up and testified on Psalm 13. Now, I'm not going to read the whole psalm, but a piece of it came back to mind also last night and from Brother Phil's sermon, because it's a very dark period in David's life, and he goes into that. But then in verse 5 and verse 6 of Psalm 13, he says, "But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me." Hallelujah. Brother Phil talked about that last night, and it reminded me. And so when the song came up tonight, I said, "Okay, Lord, you got my attention again." And those are when the camp weekends are really great. The Lord just kind of grabs your attention, and a verse and a song come back, and the Lord's reminding you of things. And so I was reminded how in that verse, and again, the next level to that, praise the Lord anyhow, is there are times when life, when God deals you something. I mean, yes, some of us have bountiful lives. We have bountiful jobs. We have bountiful incomes. We have bountiful families, lots of children, bountiful friends, food, everything we need. But being dealt bountifully is a different level to that phrase. And when you're dealt with something, I wrote this down last night, that it just takes as much faith, if not often more, to accept the hardest things in life than it does the best things in life. Because Phil was right. There are things that happen, and you're just not going to get that answer. You know, we have faith. Things unseen, things hoped for. But not all hopes work out. Things unforeseen happen, and we're dealt. And sometimes we're dealt, and we disappear, like I did on God. Totally disappeared. Totally moved away from church, moved away from camp, moved away from Word of God. Started moving away from family, from friends. But looking back, and thanks to the blessing of camp and Labor Day retreats and Brother Edwin, Brother Eddie, and my friend Brother Phil and others that have filled my life, I'm so happy to say the Lord has dealt bountifully with me. He's taken those things that he's dealt me, and he's turned them around.
Hallelujah.
And you know, and he's led me into other things in my life where from other areas hopes died, and certain hopes won't happen, and I won't have those answers till heaven. But I can say he dealt bountifully with me, because you know, it's okay, you know, to wrestle with God. If you're in that place, it's okay. You can't wrestle with who's not there. So just remember that, and take advantage of these meetings. You know, If God has dealt you something, deal with him. Deal with his word. And if you just don't feel it, take that leap of faith. Praise the Lord anyhow.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Faith is the victory. Faith is the victory.
With a testimony. All right. I gave you your chance. No. We'll have other opportunities, but